This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Happy Friday, Junior!
Friday, Junior, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So close.
So freaking close. Longest week ever.
It really feels like it's been, like, so long. It's only because I've been seeing Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just such a long.
Too many
days
in a row.
We sped your week up because you thought today was Wednesday. It's today, man. Today is Thursday.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. The week is so long that I just kept thinking it never would end.
Yeah.
And, thank you for that. Thank you for...
We sped it up for you.
Thanks, buddy.
Celebrate.
That's what we're here for.
Celebrate.
Friday, Junior, and we have Joe today from Gig Harbor to play Beat Migs. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, door, get out.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions, and you can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
All right. How many U.S. states begins with the letter O?
3.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kodiak Island is in what U.S. state?
Alaska?
Correct. What actress co-starred alongside Jimmy Fallon in the 2005 movie Fever Pitch?
Pass.
When facing Mount Rushmore, which president's head is the farthest to your left?
Lincoln?
Nope.
Washington?
Correct.
Nice.
Who played Cobb in the 2010 movie Inception?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Correct. Their Norwegian flag is white, blue, and what other color?
Yellow.
No.
Red.
Correct. Bing and Morello are both types of what fruit?
Could you repeat the question?
Bing and Morello are both types of what fruit?
Oranges?
Nope.
Apples?
Nope.
Pineapples?
No.
Oh, my
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Joe, you're from Washington State, Joe. How do you not know that fruit?
Oh, boy.
Oof.
Joe, I'm afraid we're going to have to ask you to leave the state.
Oh,
sorry.
What happened?
Well, Joe, just, I mean, you know, you feel like there are things you should know if you're a Washingtonian. And
Washington.
I just
that
feel
there's
like,
an R in Washington?
Yeah,
yes, you should know that.
You should really know that if you're in Washington. And Joe, just, and I'm pissing off a lot of Washingtonians. Sorry. But
nope.
You know what? That's how we do it here. Mm-hmm. Or some of us, anyway.
All right, you done, BJ?
Okay, fine.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
All right. How many U.S. states begin with the letter O?
I'm going to go 2.
No.
3.
Yes.
What?
Kodiak Island is in what U.S. state?
Alaska.
Correct. What actress co-starred alongside Jimmy Fallon in the 2005 movie Fever Pitch?
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
When facing
Except
Mount
for the team that they're focusing on.
When facing Mount Rushmore, which president's head is farthest to your left?
That would be Washington.
Correct.
Washington.
That's
huh?
it.
That's
it.
Who played Cobb in the 2010 movie Inception?
Brad Pitt.
No.
Nicolas Cage.
No.
Adam West.
No. The Norwegian flag is white, blue, and what other color?
Red.
Yes. Bing and Morello are both types of what fruit?
Cherries.
Yes. Which is the only vowel on the standard keyboard that is not on the top line of letters?
V.
No.
Vowel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, come
no.
on. Why?
No. Yeah. What singer has the hit songs I'm a Slave for You and Toxic?
Oh, Britney Spears.
Hell yeah.
Bitch.
Oops, you did it again, Steve.
All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 5. You win.
Oh, right. Joe.
Oh,
you
my God. It's
Joe.
Red.
About time, Steve.
All right, Joe. Joe, thank you for playing,
About
even
time.
Though I want you to leave the state. Thank you for playing.
No problem. Thanks for letting me have it.
All right, no Hi. Problem, buddy.
I gave it
Joe's
to you.
Joe's a good guy.
That felt good.
The letter one is easy if you took typing class or any kind of because you know home row.
You can see your keyboard now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, V yeah. is not in the top row.
No, it's not. It's
but
not
that is
vowel.
Not a vowel.
I know.
FDSA semispace JK. Or sorry, FDSA space JKL semispace. That's home row. Oh. That's the home row of your keyboard.
A.
Mm-hmm.
A.
There you go.
That's how we had to sing a song way back in high school in the 1900s, the 1910s.
But did you guys type on typewriters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
we,
my
we
t- mom.
Yeah.
My mom was a typing teacher. I don't know. If
I remember you told us.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I thought I was cutting edge because I was like one of the only dudes in my typing class because I knew computers were coming. And I'm like, we've got to learn this. And everyone goes, oh, look at you. Are you going to home ec next? I mean, they back when men were well, actually they still are toxic, but still, you know, they made you feel bad about it. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to be so like on top of this computer thing.
It is crazy to think that there was somebody whose job was to teach you how to type in school. Like,
yeah.
That was their class. Like, that's what they taught probably several groups of people throughout the day.
Well, it's funny watching it, too, with, like, starting – my mom used to only have typewriters. And then I remember when they introduced the computer, and she was like, half her class was computers, half was typewriters. And then eventually went all to computers, and my mom was like, I don't know what to do anymore.
But
like,
there was a bridge between the computer and the typewriter, the word processor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
It was like
a
computer, but it wasn't a computer.
Yeah. It was just all. It was just for typing. It was just for, like, documents.
Right. Yeah, you could type everything. That way you didn't have to mess up all the time and have to like X, you know, use that white stuff that like that whatever it was.
It's
that, like,
basically a correction tape,
like whiteout.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, whiteout. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Basically, Microsoft Word was the first like you know app, if you will, that was basically the word processor app for a computer.
I remember going to college with one of those and being like so stoked. I'm like, those days of typing are done. I'm a word processor.
I used to have problems though because I put the whiteout on the screen. Hey. To correct my mistakes, then.
You're not under the age of 40, you're probably like, what the hell are these idiots talking about?
Right. Yeah, whatever, man.
Did you guys ever have the cardboard thing that went over the keyboard so you couldn't see the keys?
Oh.
My mom was hardcore, so she was like, you are not allowed to look at your keys.
No.
So that's how I'm able to type now. I can look at I don't have to look at my hands when I'm typing.
That's really good, dude.
It's like doing some straight up like Mr. Miyagi type wizardry.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't have that. I was a hunt and pecker.
Oh, I still am.
Yeah, I love watching Steve type. It's the greatest thing of the entire world.
Oh, I one of these days, we have to have your mom come in.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And just kind of put her somewhere where she has to see me type. And I'll just make it a point to type a lot of stuff that morning.
She will hit you. She will hit you.
All of a sudden, there'll be a ruler on your hands.
The only person worse at typing, in my opinion, than me is Sergeant Hair Club.
Oh, he's really
he
bad.
Because he's a hunt and pecker also, but he's an aggressive pecker.
He is.
A lot of people said that about him, but I'm not one of those folks.
I
think he's a great man and a wonderful human being.
First time I started working with the guy, I'm like, man, are you sending off an angry email? He's like, no. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, oh, it just looked like it. Like, you know, sometimes when people are mad, they're like, that is what is up.
Yeah.
I think he's just mad that he has to use it. It's really all the time, and he's just like a because look,
and he also can't see that well either.
He's a bit of a Luddite too. He really is because I had great conversations.
He's the blind aggressive pecker.
Yeah,
that was his old nickname.
BAP. He's the old BAP baby. Yeah, because he is. You know, he's a boomer like I am. We're the same age. And there was that, there were the young people that just like, I'm not going to learn this stuff. This is stupid, when technology was rolling. And I was the boomer that said, no, you know what? Computers are going to be the thing. And we had those big key cards and those, you guys remember the key punch cards at all? Anybody remember those? Giant, like rectangular cardboard cards that they needed to program do a computer program and a stack of giant cards in order to make a computer work. Like that was your program.
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, that's my time. And it was, and I just remember being so stoked for the sci-fi world. Yeah, that's them.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you used to have. Those. They look like voting cards, or like the old. If you ever had to take the SATs or some sort of test,
the Scantron.
Scantron. I remember that.
That's what they kind of look like.
Yeah.
But we computer geeks had to use those to make our programs in order to tell a computer what to do. And I was computer club guy, and pretty much 99.9% of the schools wasn't.
Yeah, that looks terrible. That looks like a lot of no fun.
Right. Yeah, it was a lot of no fun. You're absolutely right. And so Hair Club is on the 99.9% where he's kind of like, yeah, I've got to use this stuff, and I don't want to.
I was going to say the best prank you could pull on a hunting pecker is to swap their M and N keys.
Oh, yeah, dude. You will trip us out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My finger would be mad at myself. Like, what are you doing?
I feel like your finger's been mad at yourself for quite some time.
That's right. Hold on. Right.
Thank you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A Florida woman broke a sink off the wall in a restaurant while being intimate with a friend. Her name is Catherine, and she caused $500 in damages during an afternoon encounter inside a bathroom at a restaurant called Irish 31.
Huh. More like Irish 69.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wow. No. Sorry. How about this, though? They were already asked to leave the restaurant because the staff discovered them being intimate in the first place. So, Vicky's showing me her mugshot. And, yeah, all right. I mean, you know what? I could see breaking a sink with her. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know? And so they're like, okay, sorry. We're just, you know, we're getting hot. We're getting bothered. They're like, yeah, get out of our restaurant. So they did leave the restaurant area, but then they sat at the bar. Then they went back to the bathroom, and that's when she wrecked the sink. So, man, she really, her and her buddy had to get rolling. They just had to make this happen.
I do love the, we're kicking you out. All right, we'll move from the restaurant to the bar, because that's a whole different atmosphere.
Yeah. And apparently nobody knew, because they were hanging at the bar for a bit. And then you know what you do? You go, hey, there's a bathroom at the bar, too. Let's get this done.
Or is it the same bathroom? They're just like, you know what? Screw it. Let's go back to that bathroom.
I like your choice of words there. Yeah.
Dude, that happened in college. One of my buddies at one of our fraternity parties, he brought a girl into the frat house that, you know, obviously had a bathroom, and they went into the bathroom to get things going. And all of a sudden we just saw water coming out from the door. And we're like, what the hell is going on? And so we're banging on the door. We're like, Brian, let us in. He's like, I can't. We're like, what the hell is going on? He opens the door. It's him and some girl. And they're like kind of putting their clothes back on. And he propped her up on the sink. The sink collapsed, and the water just started coming out like crazy.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Yeah. That's why I don't know why the dude in this story, or I don't know who it was, another partner, why aren't they named? Why is Catherine the only one on the hook for this $500? I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, look, maybe she was physically on the sink, but somebody was obviously, you know, applying the proper pressure in order for the sink to, you know. I mean, it should just be Catherine.
maybe it was in the men's bathroom. So he's okay because he's allowed to go there.
Oh, so what you're saying is that if you're ever going to cause damage, make sure you're in the proper bathroom so that the other person gets blamed. Oh, all right. Well, I didn't know these rules. I don't know anything about these things. All right.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So we have a woman that broke the sink of a bathroom. What ridiculous thing happened to you while being intimate? 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to Brooklyn in Snohomish. Brooklyn, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, Brooklyn. What you got for us?
Nice. So this is kind of embarrassing, but what the hell? So my boyfriend and I were getting pretty intimate and just like heavy kissing mostly and everything. And this actually happened a couple times with one of my employees and family. So while we were getting intimate, one of my employees called and they had some questions about the scheduling and taking some time off and that kind of thing. And while my employee was on the phone, he came up and like pressed up behind me and he was like totally like kissing on my neck and stuff. And I'm trying so hard to be professional and not moan or breathe heavy or anything. And yeah, so that happened. And same with family and everything too. I started laughing because I couldn't do anything else. And the other person on the other end was like, why are you laughing? What's going on? I didn't even have an answer for it.
That is a beating. And I feel like, you know, I feel like, you know, if you really, really want to get some action from somebody, try to be on a professional call or do something where you don't want to be distracted. And that just sort of gives the other person license to go, oh, here's my opportunity to try to get you all hot and bothered. I mean, so if you reverse psychology, that stuff like, oh, really? All right. I feel in the mood. Let me try to do some professionals. You know what? My significant other is then going to try to troll me sexually.
Dude, I'm looking at one of the text messages, and this one just is fantastic. So that was 18, and we were getting it on in my room when I heard a tap, tap, tap on the window. And I turned to see the face of her mother. It was a second-story window, and her mom was on a ladder. It haunts me to this day.
Whoa! What?
That's amazing.
So mom decides, right? I'm going to get a ladder and see what's going on, rather than just bang on the door and go, I need you to come out of there right now. I mean,
well, how did she get on in the door? They were doing it in his house, and she was there to find her daughter.
Oh, it was his house. Wow. I mean, take a look at the fact she brought the ladder over, you know, and it's a ladder to go to the second story. All right. She's got all the equipment to make sure her daughter does not get,
I'm just picturing like walking the streets. I mean, maybe she drove there with the ladder, but I don't know why. I feel like she's walking the neighborhood with a ladder under her arm going, I'm going to bust that son of a bitch, I tell you. And everyone in the neighborhood's like, oh, boy, stay away from this lady. She looks angry.
Yeah. Wow. That is intense. Whoa. Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Corey in Marysville. Corey, you are on the Rock.
Hola.
Hola, Corey, hola. Don't forget the men's room afternoons here on the Rock. All right, Corey, what ridiculous thing happened to you while being intimate?
Good morning, gentlemen. So make a long story short, I got invited over to my corporate boss's house for a birthday party for one of my friends whom was in a relationship with his daughter, and their friend was there, and his stuff was getting hot and heavy outside, bring it inside the house, and everybody's kind of outside partying, watching fireworks. Well, we decided to go upstairs and find the first room we could find. We walked into their TV room. And lo and behold, there was the spot to do it, and we're getting at it, and I hear the door open behind me, and it was the corporate boss's wife that walked in on us.
It
was interesting.
Okay then. So did the corporate boss ever have a conversation with you, or did anybody ever have a conversation with you?
Absolutely, he did. After she walked in, I'm thinking, if I jump out the window, how do I get out of this house? Because I got to skedaddle and get out of here. And running down the stairs, being as quiet as I can, running to the front door, he sees me out of the corner of his eye up to the front door, and he's like, hey, why don't you come on over here? And it's like, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
He couldn't knock me too bad on it because apparently he did the same thing when he was younger, too. So I guess everything comes full circle.
Oh, so he let you know that? He was cool enough to go, hey, look, when I was younger, I did the same thing. That's actually...
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But now, it wasn't his daughter, so I guess, you know, he can be a little bit more chill about it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would have been a whole different conversation.
Yeah, it made work kind of interesting on Monday, but we made it through.
Oh, so you didn't lose the gig over this?
No. Still employed to this day, 11 years later.
Damn. Awesome. Steve, what do you think would happen if anybody on the show was banging anybody in my house that I knew, that I discovered? What do you think would happen?
We would never hear from them again, BJ.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, I don't like people wearing sandals and their exposed feet in the workplace, let alone you banging somebody in one of the rooms of my house, especially if it was my game room. Oh, yeah, I'd be over.
Well, now that's awkward because, you know, I mean, I'm kind of curious what your daughter has to say. She's in the room.
I thought COVID was supposed to take away you being awkward. I thought it was supposed to make you a better human once you recovered.
No, that's not one of the side effects of it. It makes me very hungry, oddly enough. I've been very hungry because of COVID and also very curious about what your daughter has to say about topics like this.
Wow.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
I don't think you should have put those two together like that, but okay.
This happened when I first started dating my now fiance, J-Rubs. We were, you know, getting hot and steamy at his place. So I decided, you know, like, I'm going to show him my dance moves. So I, like, turned around, right?
Oh.
And I was, you know, leaning over. I thought was going to be a really sexy hair flip, I did not realize that he had a succulent on his table. And my hair was caught in that succulent. So when I did my sexy dance move, the succulent went with me, went everywhere, dirt everywhere, and he immediately stopped and was like, well, I'm going to go get the vacuum now. Total mood killer. Aww. Who does that happen to but me?
Yeah, that's right.
Like,
yeah, no one else.
What? Well, yeah. I have a lot of hair, so I get it. But I was like, well, sorry. And then he vacuumed it up.
I was going to say, I don't know if that would have stopped me. I think I would have just like kept going with the hinge. We'll get that later.
Exactly. You know,
that's a mess that can get fixed later. It's not like anything bad's going to happen. There's just dirt on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know. The dirt maybe goes harder into that white carpet, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was renting the room. I don't know.
All bets are off with the white carpet.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a renter. You're like, I'm sorry, I cannot let this be something that's going to have to be replaced.
This isn't worth it. Move aside, lady. I got to clean this up real fast.
I got to get my deposit back.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Danny, you know, what about you, you loser?
Wow.
I mean, hey, nice to see you.
I mean, the most like ridiculous thing that I can remember was me and my one of my girlfriends in high school, where we didn't have a place to do anything. So, of course, we went to her car and we drove up to the mountains and we're just getting it on. And then all of a sudden, same kind of thing I hear. And I was like, what? Look, all of a sudden there's a cop that had pulled up behind us and he had his flashlight on us. Mind you, we're butt naked. I'm trying to like scamper around this like tiny little eclipse. I'm sure he saw full moon from me. And then he's like, she's super just mortified. I'm like, we're getting arrested. We roll down the window. Right. He's like, hey guys, biggest smile on his face you've ever seen. He's like, you guys all right? Yeah, we're fine. You all right, ma'am? Yeah. You got any alcohol? Nope. You kids have fun. And leaves.
Awesome.
And we were like, what? He just let us keep going.
You know what? That is a great law enforcement official. Making sure you're not breaking any laws, making sure people aren't there against their will.
Right.
And then he's like, you know what? Two consenting semi-adults, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Well, it's like probably thinking they're in the mountains. There's no one going to walk in on them. So it's not like you have to risk it. You did everything to the best of your abilities to do it in a somewhat private area.
Yeah. I definitely thought that they were going to take us in and take us to my mom's house and be like, we found your son. And I was like, oh God. But no, got to finish.
So did you guys, you know, continue to do what you were doing after he left?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got it done. It was great.
So no mood killer.
No mood. Well, I mean, it was one of those like, I can't believe we just got away with this. We need to finish now.
Oh yeah. I would be stoked, as it were.
Still, the craziest one for me was when many, many years ago, an old girlfriend, we were deciding like, yo, let's have some fun. So we pulled into a parking ride in Redmond. And I'll never forget this because it was just like, let's hot and heavy, like, let's have some fun. And there was a homeless man who happened to start watching us as we're in the car.
Wow.
And he was not happy at all. Like, as if we basically came to his house and just stripped naked and started doing it in his living room, kind of.
Well, so I guess it makes sense.
Right. He starts yelling, "You aren't doing this here." And then he has like what must have been some kind of an orange slushy or orange drink of some sort in like one of those, like, you know, in like a paper cup kind of a thing, like you get at a fast food place. And he just takes it and chucks it and nails my windshield with it. Now, all this orange drink is just splattered on my windshield as we're like trying to do what we're doing. And I remember the then girlfriend was just like, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" I'm like, "Well, I'm not going out there to fight a guy with my pants around my ankles." Like, none, there's nothing good coming of this other than let's just get our clothes on and let's get the hell out of here and go through a car wash. Because yeah. This is just, it's like, what am I going to do? Fight a homeless man because I'm having sex in a car and he threw an orange drink at my windshield? Like, this is not going to end well.
That really would have put a bow on the story, though. You know what I mean? I
ran out of the car and just like no pants on and just started like, yeah, wrestling this man.
I mean, you have to think about your career knowing someday, probably going to tell the story on the radio, I need an epic end. I mean, it's got a great beginning, a great middle. This story needs a great ending. The third act really needs to be just, you know, pumped up a little bit.
So, man arrested for fighting a homeless man because he was having sex in his
ear. Isn't that a great headline?
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.